Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You hear people say all the time,
what's that?
My partner made me a better person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's a very sweet thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
But how true is it? Because there is a trend happening on social media right now that some men have a problem with.
What's that?
Well, are women with us because of what they fell in love with?
Oh.
Or do women see something that eventually they can make all their own?
Oh, what do you think, man?
So what side are you on then? Because a second ago, you were ready to side with the ladies here.
Well, I just know what they're up to.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy,
yeah.
Are you familiar with the term glow up?
Glow up?
G-L-O-W up.
No.
Okay. For those who are not, it's when folks get hot. You don't grow up, you glow up.
Oh, yeah. Like you get better looking?
You got it.
Okay.
Go from schlubby, ugly, regular people to good-looking, well-dressed, handsome person.
All right.
And the reason we are explaining this to you.
Yeah.
Is a recent trend from women on social media.
What's that?
The boyfriend and husband glow up.
So she does him a makeover?
Nope. She does not does him a makeover. They take a picture of what the guy they're with looked like when they first met him.
Yeah. Or like, yeah, single man.
You got it. Mm-hmm.
Versus and then, man in a relationship.
Yes, the picture of what they are now. Video of what they are now. And the women who are posting these pics are obviously posting busted ass dude that became super good looking guy.
Okay.
And while they're doing this, the women are taking credit for the transformation the guys made. Whether it is weight loss, helping them dress better, cleaning up hair, beards, mustaches, this is proof that the power to change these men and the foresight to see a beautiful swan and an ugly duckling exists.
So this is like that show Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, where they take a regular dude and then the guys work him over and he's like, looks great.
Yeah, yeah. So essentially,
they make a regular guy look suave.
Yes, yes. Yeah. But this is girlfriend or wife.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Do either of you guys see this as problematic?
I mean, the dude usually does look better.
But does he want to look better? Or was he happy just being himself? Because that's not him.
Yeah.
Him is what you met.
Yeah.
Because that was his.
But that old version is somebody that you, in particular, would call a schlub. Doesn't know how to dress himself. Why is he wearing that? Shouldn't somebody tell him those shoes look stupid?
But he has a right to do that. That's how he chose.
Yeah, but you don't want people to live that way.
Well, true.
He has a right to it. I just don't like it.
Right. Basically.
So you don't have a problem with this at all, Kimmy? Women taking credit for changing these men into something quote better.
I do think that I only see like the before and after, like physical wise, I only see the look. So I don't know if that's changing them as a human being, but they do. I mean, they do look better, whether it's just simply encouraging that guy to grow a beard or change. You know what the biggest one I see? And I think it is good for that guy because I think that there are a lot of people in his life that would tell him that his haircut looks stupid. But they just don't have that much invested in him to tell him that his haircut looks stupid. So here comes this woman to be like, hey, man, you got to change your hair. Looks
Whoa! Oh, okay!
Man, that's a first.
Kimmy curse! Kimmy curse!
She had to delay herself.
It looks dumb is what I meant
that's
to say.
That's a dumb man. Wow.
Yeah, very passionate about men's haircuts.
I just know this one kid for the longest time. He had bangs. And I remember thinking like, why is nobody telling this man like he needs to like do something else with his hair? And then he met a woman and they were together for a while. And the next time I saw him, I'm like, wow, he looks so much better without those bangs.
She didn't debang him. He was debanged.
So I don't know. I think it kind of benefits somebody to have that perspective.
He didn't ask. This was just like pushed on him,
yeah,
basically.
But did he not ask because he didn't realize it?
Do you hear yourself right now? Do you hear yourself right now?
I'm asking.
What you didn't realize.
He looked at it. He looked at himself. He said, fine. My hair looks fine. My clothes look fine.
But what if, like, people in your life don't respect you because they don't think that you even know how to do your hair?
Well,
you know
but those people are shallow and they shouldn't be in your life.
I'm talking about
if you look at me and judge me by my hair.
Listen. I'm talking about, like, at your job, like, at coworkers. Yeah. Like, don't you want to be respected by, like, people you work with?
By my body of work, but not by my body.
Yeah, but you know that's not how it works.
Did you think that was profound?
Pretty good.
Okay. Anyone else's mouth, maybe. You're the cattiest bitch I know. And you're not. And I'm not trying to side with Kimmy here because I would disagree.
Kind of are, bro.
I would argue, Kimmy, that...
You cleaned yourself up pretty good.
I know.
Okay, but here's the thing.
You were raggedy boy.
We'll get there. We'll get there. We got
raggedy
a lot of time.
Raggedy ass.
What if it gives you a newfound sense of confidence?
It would do.
But isn't it disrespectful for a woman in your life to come in and say, this is what I'm going to do to change you? You want to talk about respect.
Assuming, change should come from within.
It's an inside job.
It could just be something as simple as her saying, you know, like, you look great with a beard. Or, like, you look great when you wear your shirt like that.
Can you imagine if you,
like,
walked in and told your wife anything? Anything? Yeah.
Like, if your husband came in, walked in a room, and, like, waved his hand over your whole body and said all of it. Like, you would be furious.
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't think it happens like that.
Well, no, but see, it doesn't happen like that because you just get to say it doesn't happen like that.
Yeah, because you would flip the F out.
There are things that men would love to see their wives, girlfriends in, wear, change, and we will never say a word.
Yeah, but is it better?
To us? Because to you, this is better? I mean, again...
Wait, so you're going to question my judgment.
These guys have a, quote, glow-up. They do look better.
But you question...
They wear clothes that fit.
Did you hear what she said, though?
Yes, yes.
So basically, you're questioning my opinion, but I'm supposed to just completely accept yours.
Yeah, because I think in most cases... Men don't know how to dress themselves more than
Blake when she says
more than women don't know how to dress themselves.
She's also got a filthy mouth, so take that for
my God, did you hear her this morning? Terrible.
252 WCMF. We're talking about this trend on social media. It's the boyfriend husband glow up. It's women that have taken pictures and videos of their husbands or boyfriends before they met, and then pictures of them now, and they look a whole lot better. Beards trimmed, hair done, dressing better, weight loss, all kinds of stuff. Ugly ducklings that became beautiful swans. And these women are taking credit for it. And there are several men, and I think rightfully, that are making the argument that it is not okay to suggest that a woman has the ability to walk in and say, you do this, 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 and this will make you look better. Yes. It sets a dangerous precedent, Kimmy.
Don't you think some guys are looking for that guidance, though?
So then go ask. If he asked for it, fine. Yeah, if it becomes
I guess you're assuming that they didn't ask
for
it.
No, you're assuming.
Yeah.
You're assuming that all guys are idiots and are just waiting to be led by the nose down to the mall to be dressed.
Yep.
No! No!
I don't think you care about what you wear most of the time.
And that he should be left alone to live his life.
Okay, again, I can't even take you seriously. I want to be on your side, but you are just you're spouting things you don't believe in.
Yes.
Because you're saying, to your point before, that, like, guys or if a guy told a woman the same thing, like, a woman needs help with her wardrobe and look, too. But think of, like, the people that you've worked with, men versus women.
Yeah.
How many guys needed more help than women? Or just people that you know?
I mean, I'm sure it's a blowout, but that's the argument here.
But no, I can make an argument. I'll make the argument. Counterpoint. All right, you ready for this? Okay. And this is not, women are not going to like this. They're not going to like it, but if we're talking
truth. Let it go, baby.
All right, here we go. You ready? Look, there are times... in a woman's life, and it's understandable. Mm. You have a couple of kids, right? You stop dressing the way that you used to.
The mom bod shows up.
Well, yeah, I mean, just like the dad bod shows up. But Kimmy, I would never...
We're not talking about...
You were cursing a second ago, and I let you go. No, you are... This is body shaming. Some of this is weight loss. Some of this is cut your hair. Some of this is shave your beard.
Okay.
If you have a partner as a female who... stopped dressing a certain way because she's now taking care of kids all the time because she's exhausted. Or decided, I want to be perceived a certain way by the women I'm now hanging out with because I'm no longer out there having fun. I'm with a bunch of moms. And I went to her and said, hey, why aren't you dressing the way I like?
Yeah,
I am a misogynistic
so
prick.
Because you're not dressing like a slob because you just had a baby.
How do you know that?
You had a baby.
Oh, I put on
well, he's
you
also
had
raising
a baby.
I put on baby weight.
But you're also raising a baby, and you have a job, and you have a house, and you have
a responsibility. We're not talking about that, though. We're not talking about your body changing and somebody telling you you look like a slob now. We're just saying, hey, if you make some changes, you could look a lot better.
Okay, so I'll say
baby,
that to my wife.
Baby, if you shaved your legs a little differently, maybe trim up them
pubes
a little differently.
How about pubes? How about pubes? I don't like the way your pubes are.
Is that an acceptable thing
to say to your wife? I would like different pubes.
Yeah, give daddy a smooth groove.
Don't say that.
Well,
make that
side.
Thing lickalicious.
I think that's more of like a sexual preference.
No.
It's amazing how that changes.
It's amazing
that's
how
like
you got to lick it before you stick it.
Discussion to have.
You're not
yourselves.
Helping. You're what? Not helping. Because I had a good argument and you're blowing it. You are blowing the argument.
If that's going to happen, you've got to shave.
I will ask this question to all the men listening right now. If you are in a relationship and can hear us, 252 WCMF, are you a better man now than when you first met your wife or your girlfriend? Do you dress better? Are you in better or worse shape? Are the habits you have more or less adult? Because it can go either way.
Yeah, all right.
There are guys whose wives mold them, and there are also men who are oblivious. And when it comes to the oblivious men, those guys can get comfortable and become a thousand times worse than when they were single.
So they don't even realize the changes that are happening?
No, the point I'm making is there are guys who, you know, their wives will, like, press on them like, you know, coal to diamond.
Yeah.
Right? And they don't even realize the pressure's happening.
That's what I'm saying. So they don't know that they're
those guys don't know.
Being manipulated.
But there are then the other guys who don't realize as they get more comfortable, they're becoming bigger slobs in a relationship.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I already have a wife. Why do I need to do anything to keep my...
And I think a lot of guys fall into that category.
Okay. All right, Kimmy, is your husband better or worse than when you first started dating?
If I asked you,
is your husband a better man or a worse man than when you first started dating him? What would you say?
I don't know how to answer that.
Oh, it's amazing. She had a lot to say a second ago. Blah, blah, blah. F-bomb this. F-bomb that. Is your husband better or worse?
I definitely think he's a neater person because I saw the way he lived before we moved in together.
So you kind of cleaned up his act a little bit.
I mean, yeah, like put your clothes in the drawers, please.
So you've made him a better man?
Sure. I think we both made each other better, Pat. And that's the goal.
What have you changed for your husband?
What have I changed? I just said... Like, I think he's become a neater
person. No. What have you changed personally for your
husband's
sake?
What have I changed?
Sake?
Oh, yes. I'm sure, like, just living with somebody else, like, you make changes so you're not constantly fighting with each other.
Okay, you can name specific stuff. What have you changed for your wife since you moved in with your wife?
Got rid of white shoes. Thank God.
White shoes, cargo pants, belts. Oh, how about language?
Okay.
And cursing.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was told to stop cursing around the house.
Okay.
So I developed a second mouth. I have a work mouth and I have a home mouth.
Okay.
And I have to know when to throw that. When the garage
you
goes
haven't really
up.
Changed. You just put on a mask.
Well, that's what change is.
That is change. I mean,
no, it's not.
Yes, it is. Change is a mask.
You just said I'm not a different person.
Every change is a mask.
Okay.
The original you, that's set at the factory. Man. So, like, when the garage goes up, my mouth goes shut.
Can we get a garage in here?
Yes. Go ahead.
Got it.
Close it on you.
Brutal.
But you know what I mean,
No,
man.
I look, but here's the thing. The point I'm making is you can name five different things that you changed for the sake of your wife.
And these things were spoken to me.
Yes, okay. And I can name five specific different things that I changed for the sake of my wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, old Miss Kimmy over here, she wants to sit and go, it's a fine thing. Talk for 5 minutes. I'll ask you again, after both of us name specific things, what specific thing? Kimmy, have you changed for your husband? What specific thing? You cannot, and that is my point.
One specific thing.
You cannot name a specific thing.
Let me think. I haven't thought about it.
We just did. We came up pretty quick.
Okay.
Man, you ain't got nothing.
So let's see. Where They Whine and starts at 9, so you got 1 hour and 45 minutes.
I don't know. I'll come up with something
in
an hour.
You can't just admit that you have not changed a specific thing.
I definitely have changed. I've changed as a person in 10 years. I'm not the same person. And we've been together for that long. So I've obviously changed things.
So name one thing.
But nothing's ever been directed towards you, though.
What do you mean?
Like, my wife told me, like, the language needs to change.
Mm-hmm.
The white shoes guy.
He's not, you're right. He's not specifically told me something, but
targeted.
I just think to like to get along with another person, you change things about
yourself.
But he
didn't specifically, but he didn't say.
No, I don't think he's
And you would have a problem if he came to you and said, you need to change this.
I don't know if he approached it in a certain way. I think that's part of growth as a human being.
You know what else is part of growth as a human being?
What's that?
Realizing that you're being a hypocrite.
I didn't ask him to change any, like, physically change anything. Okay. How am I being a hypocrite?
Is he better looking today than he was when you started dating him?
Of course he is.
Okay, there you go.
Of course he is.
252-WCMF. We got folks waiting patiently as Kimmy is,
I haven't had a chance to talk. I'm being yelled at and pointed at.
Okay, here you go. One thing. Go.
I'm thinking about it, Pat.
All right, I'm going to set a phone timer.
I've changed so many things, I can't even think of one thing.
Okay, I'm going to set a timer here. I have a question, though. Sure.
Because, like,
can you think while you talk?
Sure. Back to, I know what I do want to change. You.
Oh, brutal.
I forgot what I was going to say. Okay, we're back to, like, the glow-up thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you knew, because I'm thinking of, like, instances where, like, a guy has changed, like, kind of embarrassing things about himself that he didn't see.
Okay.
Like, if you knew that your significant other was being made fun of because of, like, something they're wearing or something they're doing or the way that they look, like, wouldn't you try to guide them in a right direction?
Well, but
so, like, people aren't laughing behind their backs.
But to Tommy's
at, like,
point,
the mullet they haven't given up in 50 years. You know what I mean?
But
like,
to Tommy's point, if they're comfortable in that skin, what business of it is yours?
Yeah, but they don't know that. Like, they don't know they're not being respected by people.
But if they don't know, they're not getting hurt.
Yeah.
Like, if they were getting their feelings hurt or crushed.
But
or
it doesn't mean that, like, they couldn't get their feelings hurt. You know what I mean? Like, just because they don't know right now doesn't mean one day it's not going to, like, smack them in the face.
They'll
be like, well, why didn't you tell me?
Right.
Tommy kills you on a daily basis for the way you dress, the way you carry yourself.
Fair.
Has your husband ever said anything to you about that?
About the way I dress or carry myself?
Yeah.
I do have a pair of jeans that he hates.
He said that out loud.
Yeah, he's just like, those, they look too big, is what he said. They're kind of like baggy.
Big old jeans.
That's the worst thing he's ever said to you. The
well,
jeans.
You just
look too
asked
big.
Specifically. So I'm giving you a specific example that came to mind.
Bryce, he said my jeans were too big.
But it was funny because I had never really noticed him comment on them before.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've been wearing these for like 2 years. Where have you been?
Oh, man. Just like us. 252-WCMF. We're talking about the glow. By the way, we are now officially at 2 minutes. Kimmy has yet to come up with one specific thing.
She really said it.
Oh, I set the timer. I set the timer.
God,
she had a lot to say.
Poor wife.
She had a lot to say 10 minutes ago. She had a lot to say. You know, let me tell you this. I'm going to expand.
I'm Pat. I'm just going to talk over you and make hand motions in a very offensive manner.
Go
because
ahead.
She's just a girl.
Again.
Ooh,
and I can say whatever I want
again.
And yell at you.
Again.
Because I'm trying to make a point, so I'm just going to keep talking and scramble your brain so you can't think of anything because I just put you on the spot
again,
on a radio show.
Very simple question. Name one specific thing.
I just said probably a ton of things. As a person, you change a lot over 10 years.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I give you enough space to talk? 235. 252-WCMF. We're talking about glow-ups. Let's talk to Bob. Hey, Bob. What's up, buddy?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good man. What's up?
Two questions. Who do men dress for? Other men or just themselves?
I mean, what do you think, Tommy?
Wait, they
who do men dress for?
To get laid.
Okay.
And once that's been accomplished, back to being a slut.
I mean, Bob, who do you dress for?
I think men typically dress for themselves. Women dress for other women, so
yes.
They're very conscious about how they look and everything else. So I've been married about 40 some years.
You got to be a.
I can't remember the last time I bought anything for myself.
You got to be a stained-up slob.
However, you know what? I know where my bread's buttered, buddy.
Yeah,
and it's all over his shirt.
Yes, it is. And then my wife tells me to change it. I can't tell you how many times I've met my wife say, you're going to wear that? But at the same time, you know, it just, men are egotistical. If a woman goes, you know what? I think you look really good in that. Men are going to just light up and go, oh, yeah, okay, I'll wear that.
Because we're dumb.
We're not that bright. So it's easy to change a guy. But again, I trust my wife because, again, women dress for women. They're going to be more aware of what looks good or not versus me getting out my granables and say, okay, this my shirt goes with the giraffe pants and et cetera. You know, it just, I got to go with Kimmy on this. You know, men dress for whatever the hell feels comfortable.
All right, Bob.
Women are more socially conscious.
All right, Bob, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. No, I get it. Look, I understand. The point I'm making is just because you can do it doesn't mean it's the right thing to do.
Okay.
It doesn't mean it just because you have the power.
And they have the power.
Doesn't mean it's okay to wield, use the power.
Wield. You wield power.
Hayden writes us on Instagram.
Hayden.
Duffy on WCMF. Easiest way to get us. He says, I am a better man today because my wife allows me to become aware of my issues and is understanding to work through them with me. But I've always been handsome.
His mom told him that.
Nick writes us, boo, Kimmy sucks. Let men be men. Everyone pays their belly when they're pregnant, so no one congratulates the women. Always get the benefit of the doubt. P.S. I'm a way better man now, but that's the difference of growing over 12 years in a relationship. You know, that's the other funny thing.
What's that?
With the exception of you and I, no man will admit my wife has come to me specifically and changed me.
Yeah,
because it makes you feel like a bitch.
Yeah, but we've all had it. Because I don't think any woman has ever changed. I don't think any wife or mom has ever changed for their husbands. Now, I understand with the kids and becoming a mom and your schedules change, but no woman has ever adjusted anything for a dude that she is laying down with.
That is the biggest load of crap. You're saying a woman will never change as a human being to help her relationship get better?
She didn't have to.
But she would be changing for you to help that relationship continue. Why do you think couples therapy exists?
Who do you think drags people to couples therapy?
Because she knows things have to change. She recognizes that things have to change,
When you go to therapy with your wife, it's basically a two-on-one break, and you are getting crushed.
I can't even. This is a whole other discussion.
Look, there's a very
no woman has ever changed to better her relationship is probably the most arrogant thing you've ever said in your life.
Stick around, baby.
There's a very simple way to prove him wrong.
What?
All Kimmy would have to do is specifically name one thing she's changed for her husband.
I've gotten more patient.
Oh, yeah! That showed up in this discussion!
Not today.
You're the one yelling! I love how you yell first, and then I have to yell to talk over you, and I'm the one without patience.
Don't sound very patient right now. Just saying. 7 minutes.
I just said.
Okay. No, it was okay. Proved you wrong.
I just think women look at a husband or a boyfriend that they're going to be with as like this lump of clay. And they're going to sit down and they're going to spin him around. They're going to mold him with their bare hands.
Like that sexy scene from Ghost.
Yeah, but they're just going to create the perfect sucker.
Okay, but I have two examples of in this room that have not, that didn't work.
What do you mean?
We're not better people than when we met our wives, so our wives failed?
Well, your wife now, maybe, but we had to go through two where that didn't work out, so I'm guessing that isn't the case.
I was a very lousy boyfriend, husband, fiance for many years, roughly 50. Well, I don't count my first 10 years.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
I was living in Jersey. So they really molded you very well. No, they sucked.
But my wife didn't do a good job of molding me. She failed.
Based on this discussion, yes.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh, brutal.
Well, let's take a break.
Burn.
Let's take a break.
Mm.
And we'll give Kimmy some more time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You should do your best to keep your coworkers on your good side.
Yes.
Right, Kimmy?
Yes.
The story is a pretty big reason why. Mm. Because today there is a woman that is alive thanks to the quick thinking actions of a man she works with.
That's amazing.
And there is no way how you feel about someone at your job would make you hesitate in this situation.
Mm.
Right?
You'd step right into it.
You're hanging out in the break room. That's just Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. Todd Spears is a 911 dispatcher.
Yeah.
So he already knows how to keep calm and handle scary situations.
Well, yes, the gig.
Little did he know.
Whatever.
One scary situation would show up right next to him at work.
Wait, at the call center?
You got it. Story on News 8 details how back in May, Todd was working when the dispatcher he worked with all of a sudden slumped over in her chair.
Was she just like passed out, like a heart attack or something?
Well, he asked if she was okay. No answer. He rushed to check on her, and she was in serious trouble. It's what you said. She was having a heart attack. Quick sidebar. When you have an emergency at the 911 center, who do you call?
Oh, that's a great question.
You like call the pizza place just to mix it up a little bit? Hey, we've been over there like 7 times for burns. You guys want to help us out? So lucky for this coworker, Todd is also an EMT out there in Wayne County.
Man, he's an all-around guy.
He is. So he went to work doing CPR. He kept her going while the ambulance was getting there. When she got to the hospital, she was still alive thanks to the quick thinking and actions of Todd.
So he got her heart going.
Yeah, he kept her alive. Yeah. Fun fact, it is estimated that CPR, if you have a heart attack and are taken to the hospital without CPR, you have a 10% chance of survival.
Be dead.
With CPR, it goes all the way up to 40%, 4 times the chance at life if someone near you knows and administers CPR.
Okay.
So this coworker was on life support for 2.5 weeks. She is now recovering in a rehab facility. Fingers crossed for her. She did an interview next to her husband, lauding Todd for everything he did. It's a wonderful story, and she is still here thanks to the quick thinking, actions, and training of Todd just doing his job and all of a sudden becoming a hero. Of all the people you work with, do you know who knows CPR?
No. I know we have a machine here.
The AED.
The defibrillator?
Yeah. But that's not a...
You don't know how to work that either.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I mean, I would think, like, I'm sure there's instructions that come with it.
Put on chest. Press button.
But I don't... Can you just use that?
I wouldn't even know how to use it.
Well, you know, there's a thing there that explains it pretty easy.
You rub it together and then you say clear.
Nope, that's not that. No.
And
don't let him near that.
No, I know. But I don't know, like, would somebody run and get that and use it not knowing if you're supposed to use it in this situation or not?
Okay, let's just keep it with CPR so we're not giving out bad information.
All right, so just pump in my chest and all that. Okay. I do not know anybody here.
Okay, so let's say there's us three, Breezy, Moose, that's 5, Spizzano, Sandy, that's 7.
She's only here 1 day a week.
Okay, so let's keep Sandy out of there. And then the country 3. Crew. So we got 9 people in the building. So we don't know of us 9 that are here in the morning time.
Nope.
Anybody, if anybody knows CPR.
So... who do you think might?
Hope on the country station.
Yeah.
Why do you say Hope?
She just seems like she would have that knowledge.
See, I was going to say Billy Kidd.
Okay.
Why would Billy Kidd know CPR?
He just looks like a guy that knows stuff. He looks like a handsy, like, knows how to fix things.
Handsy? Did you mean to say
handy? I don't
handy?
Think handsy.
Is your subtle fantasy sneaking into your mouth right now? But you wish Billy, never mind.
No, but he looks like a guy that, like, you know, knows stuff. He looks like an outdoorsman. Like he's, you know what I mean?
Do outdoorsmen know CPR?
Well, it would help if you're out there hunting.
Yeah, if you're with somebody.
Why do all the deer keep dying?
I don't know.
I would think like the younger the coworker, the more likely they might be to know it. Only because like you take those classes in school.
Okay.
You know, you're maybe a little closer to it than the average person.
Okay. Because look, knowing yourself, let me ask this question.
Yeah.
Knowing yourself personally, do you think subconsciously how you feel about a coworker would determine if you jumped in to save them?
Well, it could. I think that's just natural.
No, you cannot defend that. You cannot defend that.
What do you mean?
In a life or death situation, your pettiness, you think, would get the best of you?
I'm not saying it gets the best of you, but it might be in the back of your mind.
That would be getting the best of you.
Yeah.
Like, why am I saving this prick?
That's absolutely what we're talking about.
If a guy's a prick, a woman would be a... Yeah, same thing.
So, yes.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
I would say you're more motivated to save an attractive person than an unattractive person. Not that you wouldn't save them both, but I think you would put more effort into somebody that you found attractive.
No.
Why?
I just think it's human nature.
Why?
Because you're drawn to somebody who's attractive, not to somebody that's fugly. Not that the fugly shouldn't live.
Thank God your wife didn't help with your glow-up then.
By the way, you better hope the Fuglies live if you want to keep breathing, my friend.
You better hope the Fuglies live.
The Fuglies, king of the Fuglies over here.
So you're saying, like, just based on looks, you'd be more likely to run in and help.
Not run in and help. You would help them both. I'm just saying your motivation.
Okay. okay.
would be a little bit more.
You work harder to say that.
That's what I'm saying.
You better hope you're wrong, because nobody likes you and you're fugly. So, like, you would die immediately.
Two things going against you.
I get it.
I'd like to talk to Kimmy for a second.
Go ahead.
Okay. Kimmy.
Yeah, you had such a great set with her last break.
Let's not drop any more F-bombs here. Knowing yourself.
You got a timer on this one, too?
Oh, now you're going to side with Kimmy because you got mad because I said you're fugly, which everyone already knows? We have to replace the camera every single day on the stream. Kimmy.
Yeah.
Let's say it's someone you work with.
Yeah.
You don't enjoy them. You butt heads with them constantly.
Right.
Can you be for sure, if you knew CPR, that you would instantly jump to help them?
If I knew CPR.
Yes.
Like, if I was confident about my CPR knowledge. I think I'm jumping in to help anybody. And it could be an ego thing because you feel so, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, confident in your skills. Like, I know this.
Okay.
I'm going to get to finally use this.
Okay.
Not finally use it, but you know what I mean? Like, you're like, this is me. I got this. It's like your moment to shine
almost.
Okay,
so you're still saying there's like
Doesn't matter who it is. It's kind of almost maybe for, I don't know if I'd call it selfish, though.
Well,
you're just like, you're ready to jump in because it's like, this is my moment.
Okay. So you're, okay, so that's a great point. How you feel about a coworker would not change whether or not you jump in.
I don't think so because no matter how I felt about somebody, I wouldn't want them to die because I didn't help.
Very noble.
It would be, you don't want that on your conscience,
absolutely.
The rest of your life.
Yeah.
252 WCMF, we're talking about this incident that went down back in May in the 911 call center out in Wayne County. It's a great story. A guy named Todd, his coworker sitting next to him. She slumps over in her chair all of a sudden. He goes, hey, you okay? She's not answering. She's having a heart attack.
Where are you located right now?
Luckily, Todd is also an EMT, jumps in, starts doing CPR. Kept her alive. The ambulance got there, brought her back to the hospital. She was on life support for 2.5 weeks. She's now in a rehab center, but did an interview with her husband last night, lauding Todd and him jumping in, and we're talking about CPR and saving your coworker's life. All right, so just a heads up so everyone knows. James writes, we were talking about the AEDs. Most AEDs, the things.
Yeah.
The defibrillator thing?
Yeah. Are computerized. They tell you exactly what to do. They are also able to analyze the person in the pads to determine if a shock or is necessary or not.
Bro, that thing on the wall we got down the hall. Yeah.
That's exactly what that is. I've seen them in use.
Bro, that one right there?
Yes, that's exactly what that is.
When did they break that out?
It's been there. No, I haven't seen this one. I'm saying they're all the same.
I'm saying that thing's got to be 20 years old.
It's not.
It may have. I don't think it's a computer.
They just started putting them in like 5 years ago.
No, wait, that thing's been here since we came
here. Right before
the
COVID.
Same one?
No, they put it in, bro.
That's an old-ass thing, man.
What is wrong with you? That's been there for like 5-6 years. Right before COVID, they put it in.
Better check it, man. I think it's old as crap.
Okay. Well, tell you what. We'll use it on you. We'll test it out. How about
that? You.
Going back to this story.
Yeah.
Is there a law that says someone on the job you have has to know CPR?
Oh, is there?
Should there be?
I've never heard that.
Neither have I. But
I've never done office training for CPR. Like, they had a class here?
Sure, yeah.
I've never been
asked.
It does
seem like a handy thing to...
It is, but I've never been...
Of all, like, the training you do at your job for various things, you would think they'd work that in there.
Yeah, like, if I got to sit an hour for sexual harassment training, which is fine.
Mm. Now go pound on that girl's chest.
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying, idiot.
And it wouldn't have to be like...
Ta-ta-ta-ta's.
Oh, my God.
So you didn't go to sexual harassment training?
I did.
Doesn't sound like it.
I didn't pay attention.
Okay.
Like, you wouldn't have to do it every year, but maybe every few years. Just give a little refresher.
But we've never lost anybody here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Why do you keep speaking things?
But nobody's ever dropped
it. I'm talking about
the unhealthiest people we've had here.
In the grand scale. You stop talking.
And by the way, I know some people you wouldn't even say,
man. Oh, now you're going to try and spit it on me?
Dial, man.
Stop pointing at Kimmy.
You would, like, step on her chest and on her mouth.
And I accidentally gave them CPR with my foot. No, I don't know CPR. I should probably learn. Because now that we're talking about this, right? Like, it would make sense if tomorrow the state of New York said, for every X amount of employees you have, one person needs to know CPR.
I'm surprised that isn't a law.
Right?
It's not. Yeah, I just looked.
Let's say tomorrow they passed it. Would you have a problem with that?
No.
Not at all?
No.
So you would go to CPR training with
them? Absolutely. No. I ain't going to that class, man. I'm too old.
You're not too old.
No, you're not.
I think these little girl hands ain't saving nobody's life.
By the way, most people...
better you have little girl hands.
Most
for what?
Less damage,
man. No, you got to pound that chest, man.
I don't know if you're supposed to use your mouth on CPR anymore.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Isn't that... Oh,
Baywatch led us in the wrong direction.
Well, if you're drowning, I thought, don't you? Like, you got to, like...
So, no. Like, if Billy Kid trips into the sink?
I thought they kind of... You based that out.
Because I watched my wife work on someone last year. And
you did?
Yeah, she. It was.
I think it's just like the compression. Yeah, chest compression.
So no mouth.
She didn't use mouth, but it might have been because I was standing there. Because, she didn't want to make me jealous.
Because you'll see.
By the way, person's okay.
Like EMTs and stuff with the bag that breathes for the person.
Oh.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if mouth to mouth is still a thing, unfortunately for you.
No, I think it was phased out. The
As
move to hands only CPR, the movement happened in 2008.
Which is weird because when I was with your mom, she started hands only, but then had no problem using her mouth. Zach writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. Talking about your attractive idea. People that will work harder
More
to save it.
More motivated.
Okay. Zach writes, people have done this experiment. They had one well-dressed guy holding a baby asking for money because he lost his wallet every time he was given money. The other side, they had the same guy with a baby but dressed homeless. People did not give him the time of day. But that's not saving his life.
True.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
Jimmy writes, I had to be CPR certified for two jobs, once at a health club and currently at a senior living community. It's a 10-minute course online. If it's that quick, why are we not all doing it?
We should. Be a good citizen. Save mankind.
Why are you a monster?
Why are you a monster? Why
are you just saying words back now?
I'm not being a monster.
My job, say words on radio.
I just don't want to get involved with everybody.
You don't want to get involved? You'd rather watch somebody die in front
of
you? No. No, that's what you're saying.
That somebody else do it.
No, what if there's nobody else?
Yeah. Would you try, like, even if you weren't 100% sure, but, like, you got, like,
I mean,
you
have to, but I don't even know if I'm doing it. I don't want to be standing over somebody when they croak. Like, I had my hands on.
Yeah, but isn't that better than not doing anything and knowing you didn't do anything to try to help?
But let's say I don't do nothing, the dude dies.
Yeah.
Let's say I do something.
Jump in and give chest compressions.
But the dude dies.
Okay, well, you gave it your best shot.
Yeah.
What are you going
to
do?
You did what you were supposed to.
Yeah, but man, either way, the guy's dead.
No, but you're painting the worst case scenario, stupid.
Because I don't know what I'm doing. What if I'm doing more damage to the guy?
You're not if you know what you're doing.
I don't.
Okay.
You're saying if I'm trained.
You should train.
You should too. You should really train.
You're right. I admit I should be doing this. I always put it off. I don't know why.
Because your wife knows how to do it. Your wife could teach you.
I want to go to like a CPR certified course.
Just let your wife show you how to do it.
I would like to do it the right way.
What do you need, a certificate on the wall now?
Well, I would hang it if I got one.
You would not. You'd be the biggest dick.
I don't have a lot of certificates.
No kidding, man. Look at this show.
Well, to that point.
Bare walls.
Tommy's Blood Clot writes us, all three of you should learn CPR. Might save this dead show. Valid point. Valid point. Also, somebody named themselves Tommy's Blood Clot on Instagram. So, you know, talking about that whole X amount of people having to know, Sarah writes us on Instagram, every manufacturing engineering place I worked has a designated first responder team who knew first aid and CPR.
Well, they're like
stuff.
The employees, though.
Gotcha. She also says the companies that run the AEDs will replace them whether they're used or not every couple of years, way before they have to be on the safe side.
Okay, good. So they'll replace and fix them all.
Yeah.
Tune them up nice.
Great point by Sean here.
What's Sean saying?
Ask Tommy about the grandchildren. The fact that you have children around you means you should know this stuff.
You have children
and you don't do it.
I have. Well, no, I know baby CPR. It's different. I'm not kidding.
No, but I mean, but as your kids age.
Okay.
I mean, you still have kids in the house.
So what is it? What?
I have the bag that Kimmy described. We have this.
What does that do?
It's an anti-choking breathing thing.
Oh, is that choke bag
thing? It's like a vacuum.
Yeah.
Choke bag thing.
No,
I think they call it a choke bag.
Yeah.
Really?
You go to chokebagthing.com. Actually, don't do that. That's probably a terrible website.
Yeah, because then you just see a picture of Pat's mom.
Okay, see, I already
had a old choke bag.
Circular firing squad this morning.
Amazon, I'll have it at your door tomorrow morning. First way through.
Good. I hope you're dying and I'm not doing CPR.
Stand over him. Nope. Too ugly for us.
Oh, no. It's all right. I'll do that new thing Tommy just invented. Foot CPR where I kick him in the chest over and over again. Let's take a break. I get...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Saying the words bad luck with a team that's 4-0 is kind of silly.
Yeah.
But some news the Bills got yesterday is a cherry on top of an injury Sunday that seems to now be never-ending.
What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Your Buffalo Bills have played the bulk of the season so far without two of their best defensive players.
Mm-hmm.
They have not played a game yet with first-round pick Maxwell Hairston. Last week, starting tackle Spencer Brown did not play. And today we find out, by God.
Who?
The Bills are looking for a new punter.
Wait, like the kid's done?
Cameron Johnson is going to miss some time, that is the quote, after having his leg obliterated on a roughing the kicker penalty at the end of the game on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
What sucks about this?
What's that?
The reason he was a free agent for the Bills to go and sign is he had his leg obliterated last year on a very similar play, and he missed the entire season.
Oh.
Now, Sean McDermott said, and I quote, he's going to miss some time. We don't know if this is a week-to-week thing,
yeah,
if this is a bulk of the season thing, and this poor guy has taken a beating.
Yeah.
Because not only did he have that season-ending injury last year, let's not forget the Bills iced the Dolphins when he was obliterated on another roughing the kick penalty last week against Miami. Credit where credit is due, however, for the Bills to put that game out of reach for the Saints, Cameron Johnson, who is also the holder, snapped on a giant-ass knee brace and went out and held for that kick that Matt Prater sailed true.
Okay.
Why is this keeping
so happening? They got to go find another
punter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And is that hard, though?
Yeah. They had one punter through training camp, let him play one game against the Ravens, cut him loose. This will be the third punter in five games.
Did that guy sign on anywhere?
I don't know, but I don't think they want him back. He was the worst-rated punter in the NFL that week.
He might not have a choice.
I mean, there's got to be
someone
else.
You had that guy with that punt god guy, but he got in trouble and he was out?
Like,
you had the guy.
He's,
so you've had punting issues for a while, I guess is my point.
No, I mean, the one thing that the Bills have not done well is hold on to punters during the Sean McDermott era. Not that it should matter because your offense is great.
Luckily, is going to hurt the game. They haven't relied too heavily on the punter, but it is still a position that you need out there on the field, a guy who knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
On top of that, this is the second special team stalwart to miss time for Buffalo this year. Lest we not forget, starting kicker Tyler Bass has yet to play in a game. We don't know what that situation is. We lucked out there with 147-year-old Matt Prater coming in and playing lights out so far. But three punters in 5 weeks? Worried?
You know what's funny to me? I just don't get why punters are so hard to come by. Like, you would think there'd be a plethora of punters out there.
Right. Soccer players.
Okay, no, but
not soccer players, but just, like, all these guys that are punters in college. Like, how...
Well, that is true,
How is there not, like, a guy sitting waiting to be signed
there
by a team that's, like, a decent punter?
Okay, but maybe they're not...
It's not a position where you wear yourself out quickly, you know?
That's a great point. Like, they do it all through college.
Yeah.
Sure, right? Sure.
Like, there aren't guys just waiting on practice squads?
Like, take the top 100 programs in the country.
Yeah.
There's got to be 30 guys that are not playing football can punt.
Based on that argument, you could do that about any position. Why aren't there 100 quarterbacks that are NFL caliber?
Because that's a harder position, because that's why you make so much money on that team. It's that hard. It's way harder to become a quarterback than a punter. Jesus Christ, I know that much.
You're underestimating the difficulty of punting.
You're telling me you think Josh Allen and a punter are the same skill set?
Absolutely not. But I'm saying it's a
He doesn't even have a playbook. Kick, go sit down.
No, that's the problem. There are... Drawn up plays for punters because you need to put the punt in specific places based on
left,
coverage.
Right in the middle.
Yes, yes. Oh, by the
way. You need a book for that?
By the way, you're an average person. Most of these punters and kickers are average-looking humans.
Yeah, they're soft.
With 250 to 350-pound men sprinting 40-yard dashes right
and
at your face.
And if they nick them, my God, they call in the FBI.
Hey, why do we need a punter again?
I think you're over.
Why do we need a punter again?
I'm just saying again. I am surprised that there are, like,
you're
you
right.
Don't have to be the best punter, but, like, you would think there'd be enough decent punters out there to just call somebody up at any moment. But it is. I must be underestimating it because this is an issue teams have.
They overthink this crap.
Oh, they overthink it. You should get out there and do it.
Of course I can't do it.
What? I hear it's pretty easy. Whoa. You can't go like that. Put one ball. You're straight, left, right. You are the dumbest person I've ever met.
We're going to investigate.
Also, we'll be on the third holder in five games, which scares me more than
that
the
actually,
situation.
Yeah. That job looks harder than kicking the guy.
Yes, so that is also something you have to factor in when you are signing someone. You just said it's harder. Now you're making fun. What are you doing?
Did I see they had Mitch Trubisky out there practicing?
He was ready to hold, yes, on the sideline if Johnson couldn't go because his knee was too blown up. But again, he strapped on that massive brace and was ready to roll. All right, so new
fingers
punter
crossed.
This week, I guess.
So they had to have a guy in there today or tomorrow.
They're trying. I think Sean McDermott said yesterday they're bringing guys in to test.
Is this
them
a
out.
Sunday night game?
Sunday night, yeah. I mean, in reality, you could work them out on Saturday and play them Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that huge a deal. You know, they don't have to learn anything like a playbook.
Right.
But
it's more just getting the kicker-punter relationship.
Just loosen up that leg, son.
And the long snapper-punter.
Yeah, and the long slapper-punter.
Long slapper and long snapper.
Long slapper-punter.
Slapping and snapping and strapping.
A lot going on back there.
That's all easy, I hear.
All right, so ideally.
Oh, fingers crossed.
Spencer Brown, Matt Milano, and Ed Oliver are back for this game.
Oh, you think they're done? They're healed up?
I mean, it's been...
Ed Oliver looked pretty damn healthy.
No, he looked like he was limping a little bit on the way into the game.
He was slapping and carrying. Did you not see him long slapping, Kimmy?
He ate two hot dogs and a bag of popcorn while he was sitting there.
No, he still looked like he had a little bit of a limp, and I don't know if that was just him really taking it easy or what?
I mean, the fact that they didn't put them on IR to rest them for four games leads me to believe they would bring them back this week. But, I mean, you know, maybe they were wrong about how severe the injuries were. Fingers crossed. We could really use them.
Thoughts and prayers.
Well, look, I'm really sick of watching players run through this defense. We have the worst rush defense in the NFL right now.
Yes, that's true. But you're still undefeated, baby.
Yeah, okay. Let's keep that rolling. I'd like to keep that going. And everyone stop hitting the punter, please. Thank you. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.